The Trump administration, meanwhile, has suspended prosecutions of parents with children under the Zero Tolerance Program, aimed at stemming the tide of people illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. But about 2,000 children remain in shelters without their parents. Here's Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar on Capitol Hill today.
I and the president share the goal of doing all the work, getting the children reunited. I cannot reunite them, though, while the parents are in custody.
As Mose Bouchel of member station KUT reports, that leaves hundreds of parents in desperate situations.
At a highway side motel near the border in Texas, a small meeting room has been turned into something of a war room. Volunteer lawyers and aid workers eat tacos and strategize about how to help detained immigrants. Natasha Quiroga is with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law.
It feels like it's almost triage. That's what it feels like.
They've gathered in the Rio Grande Valley, the nation's busiest corridor for illegal border crossings. Nearby is the Port Isabel Service Processing Center. That has been designated by Immigration and Customs Enforcement as the primary reunification and removal center for parents it's separated from their children. Quiroga recently visited the facility. She says some parents gave her letters for their kids.
I actually had to write a letter for a father. Sorry. Because he couldn't write. And I mean, I'm emotional. I can't even imagine what it's like for them.
She says detainees, most who fled violence in Central America, have no good options. They can stay in detention, apart from their children, until their asylum case is heard, but that could take months. Or they could self-deport to reunite with their children.
These parents are so desperate to get back together with their kids that they're opting to go this route. And it's just not safe for them to go back to their country. And it's a horrible decision that they have to make.
ICE did not respond when I asked to see inside Port Isabel, but I managed to speak with one detainee there. Antonio, who only wanted to use his middle name because he feared hurting his asylum claim, says he and his 8-year-old son were separated on May 29th after fleeing turmoil in Honduras. He hasn't heard from his son since. He says he asked officials in Port Isabel for help. Still nothing, he says. Health and Human Services oversees the shelters where migrant children who are separated from their parents are being held. HHS Secretary Alex Azar testified in Congress that parents should be able to find their children. He says he could find any child, quote, within seconds in a database. But detained parents continue to tell a different story. And more families continue to arrive every day. Many end up here at the Catholic Charities Respite Center.
So what we see here is a big hall where it's full with chairs and people from different countries that have arrived just an hour ago.
On Monday, Sister Norma Pimentel welcomed about 100 new arrivals. Some crossed the border illegally and asked for asylum. Here, they get medical care, legal help.
We also have volunteers passing out food and sandwiches for the families so they can be able to take care of their little stomachs.
These parents are no longer detained or separated from their kids. They're processed and given a notice to appear in court. Sister Norma says it's a lot like the way things used to be. It's also what the Trump administration called the catch-and-release policy that it sought to end. For NPR News, I'm Mose Bouchel in the Rio Grande Valley.